Good morning. Welcome back to First Talk with Hal Rowe on 1290 WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. Usually the Hickory Public School System joins us on Tuesday mornings. They had a real busy Tuesday morning this past Tuesday morning because they had a big event coming up for the superintendent. And Beverly Snowden, Public Information Officer, called and said, can we delay this? Can we move it around? We said, sure, absolutely, because y'all got a lot going on. So we're here today with some great guests in the studio. Beverly Snowden, Public Information Officer, would you introduce some of our guests and tell us what we're going to be talking about this morning?
Well, I will, and I just want to mention one news item, if I may.
Sure.
And thank you so much. If everybody would just take note of April 12th, that is a Tuesday, Hickory Public Schools is actually hosting the State Superintendent, Dr. June Atkinson.
Oh, okay.
I know
very
she's
good.
Been here in your studio a few years back to visit with you.
Uh-huh.
She has family in the Hickory area, but Hickory Public Schools will be hosting an event, and it'll be held at St. Luke's United Methodist Church and their Family Life Center. Starting at 5:30, in fact, Hickory Career and Arts Magnet High School is going to be supplying some refreshments that evening, and then the program and the students will be there meeting and greeting everyone, and then at 6 o'clock, Dr. Robbie Adele, our superintendent, will introduce Dr. June Atkinson, the state superintendent of North Carolina, and it will only be an hour, so it's not going to take up your night, but she's going to talk about the state of public schools here in North Carolina today, where we are, concerns, successes, and where we're going. So it's open to everyone across the county and beyond. Anyone who has a passion for our children, for their education, that is April 12th at St. Luke's United Methodist Church with Dr. June Atkinson, State Superintendent of North Carolina.
Very good.
Today, I have some very special guests with me. First off, the principal, a new principal for Hickory Career and Arts Magnet High School, also known as HCAM, Caroline Love. It is here, and then joining her on a few minutes, we'll have some other guests that we'll introduce. But first, Caroline Lovett's going to talk about HCAM, the exciting things that are going on, and this is a great time for students all around Catawba County and beyond to apply to HCAM, and she'll tell you how, when, where, and all the wonderful things that are happening at this great magnet school.
Very good. Thanks so much, Beverly Snowden. We appreciate it. And Ms. Lovett, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. I think we met when you were an assistant principal.
Correct, we did.
And you are a principal now of HCAM. Tell us a little bit about the school in general, because I think maybe people are familiar with it. Mm-hmm. But give us, just in case they're not, just the basics of HCAM, if you would, please.
Okay, Hickory Career and Arts Magnet is a small magnet school that serves both Hickory City students, Catawba County students, and Newton Conover students. So we do serve all students.
All throughout the county?
Correct.
Okay.
And we have about approximately 200 students, so we're a small magnet, which is great for some students. We are focusing on creative arts.
Okay.
We have made a push since July to increase the creative arts movement because we do want to become a career and creative arts magnet in Catawba County, and we would be the only creative arts high school in Catawba County. So we're pushing very hard to move in that direction and have successfully done so up to this point. So we are extremely excited.
And we want to move towards the arts, and we're going to talk about that this morning specifically. But do you still have some of the other areas and divisions with the career and arts magnet school as well?
We do. We have several academies. We offer photography, graphic arts, culinary, firefighting, theater arts, forensics, and dance. So we have multiple academies at the school that serve a variety of interests for students. So we do serve both the career and the arts academies.
And you're going to be focusing on the arts. We're going to talk with Ms. Atenia Scott in just a minute, a curriculum coordinator for the Hickory Public School System, about that. But you want to talk about how the youngsters can get plugged into this, especially because I know there's some schools in the county that have got kids in them who said, wow, I really want to get involved with theater arts. This is my direction. This is what I want to do. But my school just really doesn't have the program or the time. We're more, you know, focused on some other things that are happening in the school. So this is really going to give those youngsters in our area who have that creative bent or who want to go on to do some things in theater, film, television, whatever it may be. And this will give them an opportunity. Is that correct?
That is correct. We still we are still taking applications. Our acceptance rate right now is up from the past. So we are accepting students. We had a hard deadline of applications on March 15th, but we are extending that deadline.
Okay.
So we still have seats, and we welcome applications. Any student from any Catawba County school or Newton Conover school or Hickory Public School can apply at our school. And you can apply online at our website, or you can come by the school and pick up a paper copy.
Right.
We will assist any student in any way or parent. We are giving private tours, and we have opened our doors to many parents recently who have brought their children in to tour the school, so you can come during the day for a private tour, or you can schedule one at night if that's better for you. We also have various events coming up where we will have our students out and about again to display their talents.
Right.
Again, we are a very small school who is pushing the creative arts into all of our subjects, math, science, English, social studies. So we push to create environments that students can learn in a non-traditional manner. So we're trying to get kids up out of seats, hands-on, and pushing towards that creative instruction that a lot of high schools are missing. And so,
STEAM, not just STEM. I'm a STEAM guy. I understand STEM. So that's science, technology, engineering, and math. Very important. We need it. But the arts, we also have to feed our souls very important in the area. It's great to know that a lot of the youngsters who are involved and want to be involved in theater arts, speech, these type of things will have a place that they can go. Is the website one of those real long ones? Do we just need to Google HCAM and then go to the website?
You can go to Hickory Public Schools, and it'll be on the HCAM, Hickory Career and Arts Magnet School tab, and it's a very creative and easy website to navigate. And I will say that since I've come in July, our staff has worked very hard to improve in all areas. Test scores in every tested area have improved.
Great.
Discipline is down dramatically. Students are focused on learning. They're focused on being creative. They've bought into our vision, and both our students and staff are moving in a very creative, it's a very exciting time at HCAM.
That sounds like it. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, telling us about that. I do want to talk real quick, if we could, with Tanya Scott, because she is Tanya, I'm sorry. There we go. Tanya. I want to get that right. Tanya. I want to make sure I get it right. Tanya Scott, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. You're the curriculum coordinator for Hickory Public School System.
That's correct.
And you've got some good news that's going to be helping out HCAM. Is that correct?
I do. On Monday, we got the fantastic news that HCAM has been accepted to join the A-plus schools program for North Carolina.
Beverly Snow in the cheering section.
We are very excited about that news. With the A-plus schools program, HCAM's teachers will be provided some very intensive staff development on integrating the arts. As you may know, most arts teachers are very apt at incorporating that. However, your math, science, social studies, and language arts teachers may not be.
Right.
So this program will allow those content teachers, along with the arts teachers, along with Ms. Lovett, myself, and some other folks, to participate in some really intensive staff development to help them develop that method of integrating the arts in their content area.
So not just the arts and the instruction there, but incorporating the arts into the curriculum that also is, if I'm not mistaken, a part of HCAM. Because even though it's a magnet school, when you graduate, you want to make sure that that student is prepared in all different aspects. I don't know about testing. You probably have the testing as well as the other schools for graduation. So you want to make sure that, yes, they may be an extremely talented actor. They may be involved in musical theater, but also you want to make sure that they're adept at math. That in case, like many starving actors, you got to go get a job, you know, while you're waiting on that next audition, you want to make sure that they can do that as well. So it's integrating the arts into that type of curriculum.
Correct. And it goes seamlessly with our already established North Carolina Standard Course of Study.
Right.
The directors of the program will come in and teach us how to seamlessly integrate our content with the arts, and hopefully which will result in increased engagement with the students and just really get the teacher piece. I think the students at HCAM are all over it,
right.
and many of the teachers are, but it will help better prepare those teachers to meet those needs of the students.
And I can't imagine what that would look like, but I think it would be very, very exciting to be able to incorporate that, because I think that a lot of educators that I've talked with and a lot of people I've talked with love the idea of STEAM and bringing the arts in, because when you bring music in, that other language, and you bring that into education, you're just helping with math and with other languages. So when you bring that into the standard curriculum, it's got to be a win-win for everybody. But how to do that is sometimes a trick. It's nice to hear that the teachers, that the staff will be getting that extra professional development, that education on how to bring that in and to bring it into the curriculum and have the students buy into it as well. Buy into it as not. And we were going to go to a break.
Okay.
When we come right back, I'll talk with Tanya Scott. More First Talk after the break. First Talk with Hal Rowe on 1290 WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. We want to thank our listeners who call in and let us know about things like this. There's an accident on I-40 eastbound. That's at exit 111. So if you're heading that way and you're stuck in traffic, go ahead, get off the interstate, because traffic is backed up to exit 108. So I-40 eastbound, exit 111, traffic backed up to exit 108. We don't know how quickly that could be clearing, but we do want to let you know about that traffic situation. We're talking this morning with the principal, well, actually, the principal of HCAM and principals from HCAM as well. We just talked with Caroline Lovett, principal of HCAM, and of course, it's an opportunity for folks in the community all throughout Catawba County to sign up, find out more about HCAM, go online, Facebook, find out about HCAM, schedule a tour. They had a hard sign-up date. They're extending that to make sure parents and students have an opportunity to get in and see that. Also, Tanya Scott, she is the curriculum coordinator for Hickory Public School System. And I interrupted you before we went to break, but there were a couple important points that you wanted to make before we move on about the arts at HCAM and incorporating getting the professional development grant to help the teachers be able to help explain and to bring into the classroom the arts and part of the regular curriculum instruction. There were two things that you wanted to mention before we wrapped up this morning.
I just wanted to let everyone know that this program is sponsored by the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources and the North Carolina Arts Council, so it comes with a great deal of support.
Right.
And most importantly, I think, for us here in Hickory, is that HCAM will be only the second A-plus school that is a high school, so it will be one of only two high schools in North Carolina that has the A-plus designation, so that's a great honor for our area.
I think that's fantastic. Thank you for the work that you do with the Hickory Public School System curriculum. Very, very difficult. I know what that, I don't know what it's like, and I know what it must be like, but thank you so much for what you do for our Hickory Public School System.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. Up next, she's no stranger to the First Talk Studios, Jackie Finley, who we know and like and admire, and she does a great job. She's a teacher at the Arts Academy, part of one of the academies at HCAM. Nice to see you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Al. Good to be here.
And also joining us this morning is Heather Vaughn. She is a junior at HCAM, and we'll talk a little bit with her about her career so far and what she's been doing. But Jackie Finley, if you would, tell us about the Theater Academy at HCAM.
We started, I believe, when the actual school started, and it was about, I think it's in our sixth year.
Okay.
It has grown so much, and of course, with Ms. Lovett coming on board, it is pretty much what she would like for it to be, is the core of our school, because we really feel like the theater is the way people get to know who we are. We try to take it out on the road, but it's not always easy. We
right.
do a lot of performances at the Salt Block, but we've also been able to incorporate the other academies into our theater. We'll have culinary to do a dinner theater.
Nice,
we
right,
have,
sure, that makes
yeah,
sense.
We incorporate photography as much as we can. They'll do our videos, they take our pictures.
Sure, you got those
publicity.
Out in the lobby, right, publicity,
exactly.
right, and they get published all over.
We even have cosmetology to come in and do our beehives when we need a 60s hairdo.
Right, or just hairdos,
and
that's
makeup,
nice, and can help
like
with that,
that.
Right.
Yes. So it's
exactly.
really well put together.
And of course, get those guys from the firefighters, right?
Yes, and we did that.
Get some of those guys involved in theater, right?
We actually did a play this past fall. It was called Untaken, and it was about the events, not factual, but taken from, of course, the events that came from 9/11. And with all the confusion, we were able to bring in the firefighters to kind of, give that idea that it was panic.
How about that?
And they were just so cooperative. They actually had a good time being on stage. To get them on there was a little bit tough,
yeah.
but then we couldn't get them off.
Exactly. I think that's a great thing. And that helps with their skills as well,
right.
as they'll have to go meet with people in difficult times, and they'll have certain roles that they will need to play.
Exactly.
It's going to help them a tremendous amount as well. So all the different academies
sure.
can benefit from this. And it is Hickory Arts
Yes, it is.
And Career Magnet School.
So, Hickory Arts and Magnet.
So that's right. So Hickory Career and Arts.
Arts,
HCAM.
Yeah.
I have it spelled out there, but the arts a big part of that, and of course, will be the central part of it now. Heather Vaughn, tell me about yourself. Nice to have you here with us. You're a junior at HCAM, and you've been there all the way since Grandview.
Yep. I went right into HCAM right out of middle school. I've taken theater every semester since.
Right. Tell me a little bit about theater and you. Is this one of the things, because I talk to people, and I know that sometimes theater is not something you want to do. It's something that you kind of have to do, right?
Theater is definitely something that I want to do. I started out in probably my eighth grade year doing community theater.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. So I found HCAM, and I've wanted to be a part of it. I've wanted to make it bigger. And now that it's becoming bigger, right, I'm just so excited for the school.
Now tell me a little bit about what you've done in theater, because I understand that you've not just done performance, because some people think about theater, and let's face it, sometimes they think just about performance, but there's so much more that goes into it. Tell us about your education and what goes into it at HCAM, as well as what you've been able to do in community theater and in the community.
Well, I started just doing regular theater, and then we started doing the program with not just A+, because we haven't really started that one yet. But I've noticed that a couple teachers are trying to get into it now, so they're trying to incorporate more projects that we can do theater and create our own plays. And
tell me about what you've learned so far. Do you do the lights? Have you done the backstage? Have you built any sets? Mm-hmm. Painted sets? Tell me a little bit about that part of it too.
Well, I have directed a few plays.
We learned
the directing aspects of it. We also build most of our own sets with a lot of painting and stuff. We come up with our own scenery.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, when you graduate, what are the plans? When you graduate from HCAM, what's the next step for you?
Well, I'm planning on being a director, so applying to several different schools to become a director.
Okay, so you are going to go into college. You're going to get post-secondary education. You're going to be a theater arts theater arts major. And then are you going to go to Broadway, or are you going to go to Atlanta? Are you going to stay here in Hickory? What's where you're looking to go?
Well, it really depends on what school I go to and how long I stay there. And, I mean, if Broadway needs me, then I'll definitely go.
I love that answer. That's just a great answer. We're glad to have you here this morning. Glad you're involved in the theater in our area, and we wish you the very best, or break a leg, as the case may be. But I guess because you've been doing this for a while, you're really excited to see this brought into the other areas and the other aspects of the school, and kind of bringing all the students in to what's happening with the arts.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely excited.
Nice to see you, Heather Vaughn.
Thank you.
Wish you the very best. Jackie Finley, thank you very much for joining us. It's always good to see you, and thanks for what you're doing. And I guess this is going to be big for you now, because I know sometimes the arts, and it's kind of like, okay, well, the arts, those artistic people, we'll just keep them out back here, and maybe no one will notice. And then all of a sudden, now you're going to be thrust into the spotlight. But y'all are used to it.
Well, and the greatest thing about it is, even though we talked about how the academies are incorporated into theater, now we're starting to do the same with the regular curriculum. Like the math and the science, and everything is going to be arts-oriented, not necessarily just theater, but the arts in general.
And so, I know as they do the professional development, they'll be looking to you and to your department for help day in and day out with that as well. So always good to see you. Thanks so much.
Good to see you, Hal.
Tanya Scott also joined us this morning, curriculum coordinator for Hickory Public Schools, as well as the principal of HCAM, Caroline Levitt. I want to thank all of you for being here, especially on short notice. Y'all did a great job. And as always, Beverly Snowden, we appreciate you putting it together
thank
and
you.
Getting a show together for us.